And I just must have had something like that on my mind. And so I began to gather it all together, what all I thought it would take, mm-hmm. and come up with this. And our pastor says, just think. Because what about sleeping on the Word of God? I said, wouldn't that be wonderful? He wanted one so that he could understand it, but I couldn't part with it. I sure didn't.
Well, what are your prices for your quilt? What's your range of prices on your quilt?
Well, I haven't ever sold very many. Most of the time, just let some folks have them. That, you know, they pay me for part of the material that I have in them. And I don't charge very much, but I would like to sell a few. I have several and would like to sell a few of them. Mm-hmm. I put the best materials in them. I make my quilts large, mm-hmm. much larger than most people make. The old way they used to make them, just barely to cover the top of the bed in wintertime. Didn't have heat and warm houses like they do now.
Yeah.
Turn over there, cold air hits your back. I like to have them good and large.
Mm-hmm. How much would you charge for a quilt like this?
Oh, I don't know. This one's just about priceless.
I can see why.
I've never put a price on it because I think that this is one of the ones that I want to keep. And then
yeah. But would you ever make another one?
Yes, I think I'll make another one.
How much do you think you would charge for something like that if you did?
Well, I imagine the material is good material, and then so much embroidery thread. I would have to have about $100 for that, and then I wouldn't be making any plans for us to sell one thing.
Yeah.
And most of them I'm making queen and king size, and then they hang off the bed. Those ladies that I was telling you about from New Orleans, they bought a couple for themselves, and they wanted to use them over dust ruffles on their bed and using the spreads. And well, why not? Because you do all that pretty work on them, hard work, and then hide them, put them under the spread.
Right.
Leave them out where you see them. That's the way I do. I put on one on different beds a while, and then first thing I know, I'm changing, putting something else on them.
You know that they're starting to do that where they have quilts as their coverlet instead of bedspreads.
Yes, and I like it.
I do too.
Here's a verse I like. Matthew 5th and 8th. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Here's Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. There's several extra good verses on this.
Well, you can certainly tell by your works and by your personality, too, that you're a very dedicated person, not only to your work, but to the Lord, too.
Thank you. I try to be. My husband being a deacon of the church, a choir director, and my son-in-law is a Baptist preacher, and I have to do just a little bit right. Have to walk the line.
That's right.
I have to do for them, even though that's the way I choose to live.
Well, what could you say through your lifetime that has helped you most of all of your everyday life and living for the Lord? What have been some of the experiences you had by trusting in Him instead of other ways?
Well, He's always with me. I know that, because without Him, I couldn't go. And then my husband, he didn't go to church very much way back several years ago. And finally, after he was converted,